We will give everybody just another minute or two to log in. And Felix, I'm pretty sure I'm running this meeting.
Hey. Yep, that's fine.
Okay. I had to like look back and I'm like, I think the last one you did, because it's been a while.
That was at the beginning of October, right?
Yes. All right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. I think this might be a smaller meeting today. Had a number of people share their regrets in Slack. We do have an announcement that this weekend Europe will be doing their fall back with the clock to end daylight savings time because the United States doesn't change until November 2nd. Those of you in Europe, your meeting times will all be off for an hour for the next couple of weeks. Or the next, I guess, actually just week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Yep. So do remember that. And if you're in other meetings where this is not being mentioned, but you know you have both European and US attenders, you might also remind everyone of that. Any other announcements? All right, not hearing anything. I will stop sharing. And Lynn? It looks like you are up first.
Hello, everybody. I hope you can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So my hold on a second, let me share my screen because it's easier to figure out what I'm talking about if I have something to show. Share. Can everybody see this MARC record? Now we
Yes.
can. Yes. Oh, okay, good. So there's a slight delay. So my it's not really a problem. Well, I guess it is. I have been asked by our special collections curators to provide lists of items that have been acquired during certain periods of time. And that's really hard to do when you've only been in Folio for a couple of years because we didn't migrate and over any acquisitions data, and my institution stopped entering in acquisitions data in our legacy ILS a number of years before I even started working here. And these particular bits of data are in the MARC record. So this is my example. I have highlighting turned on in Mark Edit, so you should be able to see. So here in this 599 field, copy 2 was acquired in 2005, on January 26th, but copy 1 was in October 27th in 1982. So the issue is we need to be able to query QuickMark or query a source MARC record, and then differentiate between copies 1 and 2. Problem number two. We don't have copy numbers on any of our item records because they weren't entered in our legacy system. Therefore, they didn't migrate over. They also don't have barcodes, because that was the practice at the time. So, and there's nothing identifying in any of the the item records to tell me which copy is which. I would have to physically go and look at the actual item. which is unfortunate. So they have asked me for this kind of information before. And it takes a lot of data manipulation to figure out what's going on. But what the solution I was thinking of is if we can map some of our acquisition, our legacy acquisition, or data acquired for these particular items, because they aren't numbered by copy number or anything else that's identifying, they don't circulate, so we have nothing to look at. I would like to have something in the administrative data accordion that works like the condition to move you guys out of the way so I can get to the actions menu. That works like the condition where you can have a date put in, and it's just the date field that would be date acquired somewhere up in here. And then we would be able to have queries run on item data through APIs and any other reporting tools to be able to fulfill these kinds of requests. Because we can't refer to any kind of like acquisitions data because it doesn't exist. There's no receiving date. There's literally nothing. It's just all in the bib records. So that's what I would like to propose. That's our use case. And I'm going to stop sharing now. Questions?
Well, I don't have a question, but I do think that would be a useful piece of data for different people to have because even things we're getting in now don't always necessarily go through the acquisitions and have some kind of record put in at like time of donation. Some just come straight to cataloging. And so, there is nothing other than the date the record was created to know like when something was acquired. So I think there would be multiple use cases for having date acquired in an item record that is not linked to nor part of actual acquisitions data. I mean, that's what it sounds like you're asking for.
That is exactly what I'm asking for.
Oh, Sarah?
Yeah, so no, I like the data acquired as well, especially if we could keep the kind of the phrasing of it general enough that it wouldn't be just specific to archives and special collections. So not like use the word acquisitions necessarily. Acquired would be fine, right? Like, but acquisitions makes it really confusing for people. But at the same time, because then we would be creating like two different kinds of things suddenly, right? We would have these things where we would be manually adding this date acquired. For these things that are coming in these different ways. And then there would be the other things that we would be receiving. And so I guess I would suggest that I like consistency. So if then for those things that do go through the regular receiving process and are acquired through acquisitions and so forth, if that there were a way to then have that date be populated with the receipt date when you're receiving it, so that there's always a date in that field, no matter what. Like either it gets automatically put in there because I've received it and I don't have to enter it extra, or because it's come in through some other way and we're adding it manually, directly. slash directly. I hope that makes sense.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I mean, it seems, I mean, it would be an optional field. You wouldn't have to use it. There's lots of fields in Folio that plenty of people don't use. I don't know if you can make it a linked field to the receiving process while also having it be manually only in the like inventory item record, because receiving connects to a bunch of different components within inventory and in acquisitions. And then we start moving into the, other apps that it's going to be touching. But Felix is saying that maybe it's something for custom fields, which I haven't looked up the ticket. I mean, I don't know if that's a possibility within custom fields. I mean, I could always create a user story and attach it to that particular Jira.
So having a way of adding orders data to that was especially holdings. That was one of the main reasons they are now developing custom fields for inventory, because there are other use cases. For example, if you receive a gift, then you don't necessarily have to create an order because you don't order it. It's just sent to you. But you want to store maybe when it has been acquired and who sent it to you. So that was one of the main reasons. And they are doing a data type for the custom fields. I mean, that wouldn't show up at the top in the administrative data, but I guess in its own accordion, but at least you would have a field to map data to.
Yeah, it was that would be, I mean, better than nothing. I mean, I think it would be great if custom fields could be assigned to different accordions instead of their own like custom accordion. But I think that's probably outside the purview of this. I see Ryan says we need the ability to batch load date information. I've actually done this with our cataloging dates using data import and mark edit for our bib records in the instance. And it's worked out fairly well. I think we only had like three records that errored out. So that's because it didn't get mapped in when we migrated from our legacy ILS to Folio.
Go ahead, Felix.
Yeah. Lynn, would you also want to search for the dates that are stored in this field? Or would it just be for purposes of I can store it in the record, but I wouldn't query it?
I mean, we might want to be able to query it, but it may be something that you would only want to query using the list app. Rather than doing an inventory query. I mean, currently we can't search on like the damaged item date. It just exists in the record.
So we've decided to use the administrative notes field for in some cases where we don't have a matching field in in the inventory records for fields from our union catalog. So for instance, we have like a complex code that represents the type of BIP records. So is it a print serial or an electronic serial? So and we map that into the it's the instance administrative nodes, but each record type has it and has the ability to search for it. But of course, that would be so you could search for all items that have a donor information if you use a fixed prefix like donor and then the, followed by the date. But yeah, you then can't search for items that have a specific date if you don't know the exact date. So, for instance, a date range from, I don't know, 1920 to 1921. But just, yeah, just as an information.
Sarah put a note in chat about using the item note provenance, which is a possibility, I would think, but the problem with it is it's not a date specific field. So that might cause issues. I think any other questions, comments? That because I'm trying to figure out, is it something because I don't because it's going to be a while before Trillium comes out. If you wanted to wait and just see what custom fields did, or if we say go ahead and put in a Jira, and I mean, I guess you can go ahead and put in a Jira, and they can always decide down the line that it's not that custom fields either does this or not.
I mean, I can put it in as a user story, and then the development team can change it to something else. But I can also, tag, I don't know, associate it with the custom fields. I know the only issue is that once we as general users create a Jira, we can't move things around due to permissions. So I'm happy just to create a user story, and then, if anybody else wants to chime in saying what their, if they support it, and or if it want needs to be customized to be more general, then I'd be happy to do that for Emma and Sig.
Okay. Just looking at the current Jira for custom fields, it is linked to another Jira that has not been started yet. That search by custom fields and inventory. So, and I'm sure part of this is you have to have the custom fields before you can search them. So there is also a draft though for that. So, it's at least on somebody's radar that after we've added the custom fields, then people will want to search by them. So, that's just kind of an FYI. But yeah, and you can also it looks like Kalila is in charge of the is the PO in charge. So you could always like message her on Slack and ask her what she recommends. But I do think this is something worth either at least adding a user story or looking into, because I have a feeling though there's other people and some other use cases where this kind of date would be helpful. So, and if so, if we're kind of done with that moves us on to autumn.
My request comes from a staff member who does a lot of editing. Hopefully everyone can see my test tenant there.
Yes.
If I can get it to respond to me, hello. Okay. Oh, of course, they are upgrading our test environment. I think literally right now. One. All right. Well, it may not want to cooperate with me. Prompt for the user. Okay, this is just freaking out, so I'll start.
Is it just me, or is Autumn freezing frequently?
I think she was freezing, and did she just. It looks like she was logged off, so we will give her a moment to log back in. While we're waiting for that, we'll go ahead and move to the updates. Jennifer could not be here. Oh, wait, nope, never mind. There's Autumn back, so we will wait on that and let Autumn try again.
I'm so sorry. The internet has been terrible today. Hopefully audio okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, just to give you the gist of this. If you're deleting multiple item records, and you delete the last one, it would be nice if inventory automatically threw a little pop-up for you there to say, you've deleted the last item record from this holdings record. Would you also like to delete the holdings record? It just saves some clicking because, at least in my institution, we're not going to keep any holdings records that have no item records. We're always going to be deleting those. I don't know if that is the case for others, but it would streamline a lot of the catalog management work. And that's really all I had.
Sarah?
So I'm just wondering out loud here. So in acquisitions, there's something similar when you do you use the changed instance connection. If you move the last item off of a holdings record, like you're moving your order over to a different instance, the item is going over. So there's also a pop-up like that that can occur. But in that case, what happens is that everything from the order is moving to the new instance holdings item. And so off of the holdings record that previously could have been also connected to the order, right? So saying yes in that case is not a problem for me as also an acquisitions and metadata person. In this case, could the pop-up also indicate whether or not the holdings record is attached to an order? That I think would be helpful information for because the where you see that a holdings record is attached to a receiving piece into an order, a POL rather, is clear at the bottom. And so very often as just a like person who doesn't deal with acquisitions, you don't always scroll all the way to the bottom of the holdings record to make sure that there isn't other things like that attached there or information provided. So I totally see the point, right? Like just like in acquisitions, you get this thing. It's very helpful to just be able to say yes or no, depending. But I wouldn't want somebody to say yes when maybe then certain information then is getting blown away that you would where you would prefer to keep the record and just suppress it, for example, for whatever reasons, record keeping reasons and so forth.
I think, I mean, that's a good point. So it kind of comes in that, I mean, there's already, when you go to delete a holdings record now, it'll already pop up and tell you, like, oh no, there's an item record here. You can't delete this. So I would think there would be a fairly easy, from a non-dev standpoint, a fairly easy way to say, well, check and in the pop-up, if there is an order record attached, put that information in the pop-up. Now, whether or not we would want it to be an automatic block from deletion, I don't know, and I have a feeling that would vary between institutions, but I would think at least putting it a note in the pop-up that there's an order record attached would be doable. And there's a note in chat from Felix that he thinks this is a good idea. And we had a similar feature in our old legacy system, and it was just very handy to not have to do the check yourself, to let the computer do it for you. Any other questions or comments?
I got kicked out for a minute there, but I agree with Sarah. It makes a lot of sense to have the feature account for dependencies in order records, or, it's kind of similar to what happens if you try to delete a holdings record when there's still an item attached.
Yeah, and Lynn mentions in chat that, maybe it's something you could turn on, off, or limit to specific users. Because we love our permissions in Folio. So that's definitely also a possibility. So I would say, do you write Jiras or have you written a Jira before?
Me,
Yes.
I have struggled through a few and I need to learn to do them better. So I'm happy to attempt this one.
Okay, because and if you have questions, ask in Slack. I would not call myself an expert either in it, but I have done a few, and I think this is definitely worth putting a Jira in. And then once you do, we can all vote on it. Like we need to be voting on other things to get it into the work process.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we'll go to updates. And I guess, hold on, let me share my screen again. Jennifer had something come up and could not make it today. She has added the link to the product council updates. And right now, their big thing is they are working on starting subgroups from their goal setting activities at WolfCon. So if you have any interest in that, please read their minutes. Bella is not meeting in October. And the data import SIG, she's also linked to their latest meeting minutes. and that they are working on a process for the community to participate, engage in development and enhancement of the data import app. So also, if you are interested in that, or you have people at your institution who are, definitely look into that. Anything else anybody has? I'm going to stop sharing because it's easier to see things.
Reagan, if you want
Yes.
to just hear a little more on the data import front, since Jennifer can't
Oh,
share,
sure.
so we are hoping to develop a process, honestly, similar to what MMSIG has in place already, working towards like a list of topics and making sure we know when those get discussed and what the outcome is, and tracking things through a systematic process. So for anyone who has data import issues that you have been thinking about, over the next few sessions, we're going to be kind of hashing out how to get those moving forward in a more, I guess, transparent way.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. That is all for today. Enjoy your extra 28 minutes.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.